Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning. A new study looks at the effect of Medicaid expansion on low-income people.
A new government report says low-income people in states that have not expanded Medicaid are more likely to forego needed medical care. The study from the Government Accountability Office finds nearly 20% passed up needed care because of costs. That's more than double the number compared to states that did expand service under the Affordable Care Act. Medicaid expansion is an issue from Utah to Georgia as Election Day nears. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden requested the report. He says it provides the most detailed look yet at real-world differences based on Medicaid expansion. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A northeast Kansas woman who was reported missing has been found dead in her car after floodwaters receded.
The Miami County Sheriff's Office says deputies found the body of 78-year-old Hazel Phillips Friday inside of her car near Osawatomie. The Sheriff's Office said her car was in an area that flooded after heavy rains this week, but the water receded enough Friday to expose the roof of the car. Her cause of death remains under investigation. Investigators say Phillips told her family Tuesday evening that she planned to drive to Drexel, Missouri on Wednesday. A silver alert was issued after she didn't reach her destination. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas State Fair's new director hopes to overcome challenges in order to grow the annual end-of-summer event in Hutchinson. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Robin Jennison recently took over the fair after leading the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Jennison says the challenge to growing the state fair will be to understand its roots in agriculture and to capitalize on agriculture as a large component of the event.
Groundbreaking for an expansion project at the Dodge City Boot Hill Museum, scheduled for November 1st.
Plans are to construct a new 12,000-square-foot building to house 9 new exhibits, a gift shop, and a 3,000-square-foot temporary exhibit hall. The Dodge City Daily Globe reports daily gunfights, shows, and dinners will continue during the summer season as they have for more than 60 years. The museum expansion project will have an estimated cost of $5.5 million. Star bond money will cover about 78% of the new building, leaving the museum to fund the rest. The museum has raised $1 million to fund most of the interior cost of the new building. It will be the largest expansion project in the history of the museum, which opened in 1947. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
There's a pig in California who had the munchies, and deputies say that's a good thing because his cravings allowed them to get him back home.
Talk about some real-life bargaining chips. Deputies in San Bernardino County, California, responding to a call about an escaped pig using Doritos to corral and lure the porker home. Video of the incident appeared on social media showing the animal hamming it up for the camera. One of the deputies got the bright idea of grabbing a bag of Doritos. That got Porky's attention. They used the snack to lure him, wee, 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 all the way home. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Have you ever wondered which fast food restaurant has the fastest drive-thru?
QSR Magazine put it to the test, testing 10 random restaurants to see who could deliver on drive-thru timeliness. And the winner? Burger King. They found it took 3 minutes and 13 seconds from point of ordering to getting a round of their BK chicken fries. After Burger King, Dunkin' came in at number 2. Then Wendy's, Taco Bell, and Arby's rounded out the top 5. McDonald's came up dead last. And they made it a point to say while some chains beat out others, they all still deliver when it comes to getting you food relatively quickly, saying all restaurants got customers their food in under 5 minutes. Jim McKay, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The average high temperature for this time of year in Wichita is 70, and we will be far from that again today. After a freeze warning this morning, sunny and 47 this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight, our low near 30. Tuesday, 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 32 degrees, and we have a north wind at 14 miles per hour.
8:35 now, Steve and Ted on October 15th, 2018. On this date in 1991, despite sexual harassment allegations by Anita Hill, the Senate narrowly confirmed the nomination of Clarence Thomas to the U.S. Supreme Court, 52-48. And Justice Thomas is still serving on the court. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
The founding member and former bassist of rock band Three Doors Down is sentenced to a decade in Mississippi State Prison for possession of firearm by a felon.
The founding member and former bassist of rock band Three Doors Down is sentenced to 10 years in Mississippi State Prison for possession of a firearm by a felon. Todd Harrell already served 2 years in prison for causing a fatal crash in Nashville back in 2013. Authorities this past June responding to the band member's home when an alarm went off, his wife telling deputies the couple had been arguing, which turned physical. While there, authorities found guns and drugs at the home. Three Doors Down had suspended Harrell after his second DUI offense in 2012. Paula Giangiacomo, Fox News.
The trailer for another Disney movie, moving from animation to live action, is released.
Following a recent trend of live action remakes of popular Disney's animated films, Mina Massoud will play the role of Aladdin. The most significant part of the 1 minute 27 second trailer is when Aladdin is about to grab the genie's lamp before the screen fades to black. Nevertheless, the excitement is there as the trailer has already been viewed millions of times. Now, besides Masood as Aladdin, actress Naomi Scott will play Jasmine, while Will Smith will play the role of the genie. The late Robin Williams voiced the genie in the 1992 original film. The live-action Aladdin will be released in theaters next May. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
It was 40 years ago today that W. Eugene Smith passed away. Are you familiar with this guy, Steve?
I don't think so.
An American photojournalist born in Wichita, described as perhaps the single most important American photographer in the development of the editorial photo essay.
Oh, really?
Major photo essays included World War II photographs, the dedication of an American country doctor and his nurse midwife, clinic of Dr. Schweitzer in French Equatorial Africa, the city of Pittsburgh, and the pollution which damaged the health of residents of Minamata in Japan. His series in 1948 called Country Doctor, photographed for Life magazine, now recognized as the first extended editorial photo story.
How about that?
He was born right here in Wichita, went to North High School during the Depression, began his career by taking pictures for the Wichita Eagle and the Beacon. Then he moved to New York City. By 1938, he was already working for Newsweek.
Wow.
Guy was born in Wichita and got his start and became one of the world's great photographers.
Wow. Yeah.
W. Eugene Smith. He's in the International Photographer Hall of Fame, and he passed away 40 years ago today. He was only 59 when he passed. Not all artists want President Trump to play their music.
Prince's estate wants the president to stop using the late singer's music at his rallies. Purple Rain's been on the playlist at recent campaign rallies, including one in Mississippi. Now, a statement retweeted on behalf of the estate by Prince's half-brother said they've, quote, never given permission to President Trump or the White House to use Prince's songs and have requested they cease all use immediately. Prince died in 2016 from an accidental fentanyl overdose at his Paisley Park complex in Minnesota. It's not the first time the president's been told to stop playing an artist's music. Aerosmith sent a cease and desist letter to the Trump campaign to make them stop playing Dream On, and Elton John has also asked them to stop playing Tiny Dancer. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Actor Johnny Depp breaks his silence on the controversy surrounding his casting in Fantastic Beasts.
Actor Johnny Depp says he felt bad Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling came under fire for supporting his casting in the Fantastic Beasts franchise amid allegations of domestic violence. After revealing she was genuinely happy with Depp playing Wizard Grindelwald, Rowling faced harsh criticism with fans threatening to boycott the films. Depp's ex-wife, Amber Heard, filed for divorce in May of 2016, alleging abuse, which Depp denies. The actor tells Entertainment Weekly, J.K. has seen the evidence and therefore knows I was falsely accused. I felt bad for J.K. having to field all those various feelings from people out there. I felt bad that she had to take that. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald hits theaters November 16th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Speaking of Johnny Depp, I watched a Johnny Depp movie over the weekend I'd never seen before. Ed Wood.
I don't think I've seen it.
About the famous B-movie director,
yeah, movie director.
Directed by Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And Martin Landau won the Oscar for playing Bela Lugosi in that movie. And Landau is just amazing in it. Well-deserved Oscar.
All right.
Yeah. Watched Ed Wood over the weekend. Hey, what's the most all-time most popular album in Great Britain?
The Brits know their hits. The official charts company has declared that based on physical sales, downloads, and streams in the UK, the most popular album of all time is by The Beatles. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which came out 51 years ago, outshone more contemporary works by artists such as Adele and Oasis. Produced by George Martin, the Fab Four's 1967 classic came at a time when the group had stopped touring to focus instead on their work in the studio. With a little help from their friends and fans, the effort has withstood the test of time. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Not much change at the box office this weekend. The popular movies still Venom and A Star Is Born.
What are the chances you're not coming back?
Four.
Those kids, they don't have a father anymore.
Three.
So you're going to sit the boys down?
Two.
And you're going to prepare them for the fact you might not ever come
back. The Neil Armstrong film, First Man, starring Ryan Gosling, settled for a third-place landing at the box office in its opening weekend. Venom is still number one, while A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga still number two. Fourth place went to Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween.
What are you doing in there?
Which took in $16.2 million. The film Bad Times at the El Royale debuted in seventh. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
25 years ago tonight, it was the final ever aired episode of the Chevy Chase Show. A late-night talk show so bad that it just crashed and burned almost immediately, and it only was on the air for a few weeks. Chevy was uncomfortable, and you could sure see it on the screen.
Yeah.
It was not a good idea.
I've always felt that he's very limited in what he can do. He does some things very, very well.
Yeah, but
and the rest,
hosting a talk show is not one of them.
A lot more to it, yeah.
Jim Varney was the guest on that final show that aired. Yeah, that was 25 years ago. Speaking of Jim Varney, we have a movie anniversary today. It was 25 years ago on this day. It was released in Wichita movie theaters. The movie, The Beverly Hillbillies.
The movie.
The movie.
Okay.
You ever seen this?
Yeah, I think I have.
I went and saw it in the theater. It's not rocket science, but it's amusing.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
Diedrich got a good cast. Diedrich Bader, Dabney Coleman, Cloris Leachman, Rob Schneider, Leah Thompson.
Good cast.
Lily Tomlin, and of course, Jim Varney playing Jed Clampett.
Jed.
Yeah. Not everybody was so kind to it, though, especially Roger Ebert, who gave it a half star out of four. He says it was a major disappointment. Of course, it was made by Penelope Spheeris, was the director, and she was coming off Wayne's World. So she was coming off a huge success, and then Beverly Hillbillies did not promote her career any further on down the line. Roger Ebert, in fact, said Beverly Hillbillies is one of the worst movies of this or any year. But it came out 25 years ago today, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Mr. Clampett, please don't take your money from my bank. I'll do anything you want. I'll contribute to charities, anything. I'll eat mud.
That won't be necessary. All I want is for this here lady to watch over my affair.
Me? You want me?
Well, I reckon you done what you done, because you didn't know we was who we was. If we hadn't have been who we was, we'd have still been much obliged for you doing what you done.
Mr. Clampett, I will work very hard for you.
I trust you will. Is that all right with you, Mr. Drysdale?
That's exactly what I'd do in your situation.
Lily Tomlin there doing the Jane Hathaway role, yeah. Entertainment News in the Blur brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. Serving up tasty pizza Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy coming up. Executive changes at Textron. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.